Welcome to the Inside Education Podcast with host Eddie Kindle, Genesee Intermediate School District's Associate Superintendent.
Welcome to Inside Education, where education meets innovation. Once again, I'm your host, Eddie Kindle. In today's episode, we're talking about a program helping young adult students with disabilities build real-world skills and confidence for competitive employment, the program known as Project Search. I'm excited that joining me today are Jan Cox, principal at the Genesee Intermediate School District Transition Center, also Josh Caswell, GISD Project Search Instructor, and Brendan Birchmeyer, Store Director at Meyer. Together, they will share how strong partnerships between schools and local businesses are creating meaningful job opportunities for students with disabilities in our community. Team, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Glad you guys are here. So glad you're here. But Jan, before we kind of dive in, let's start with a quick introduction from each of you. And we'll start with you, Jan. Just kind of tell our listeners who you are and what you do for the Genesee Intermediate School District.
Hello, I'm Jan Cox, and I'm the principal at the Transition Center, which is a program that services adults 18 to 26 with cognitive impairments or autism. And I also supervise the Project Search that's located at the Genesee County Parks.
That's awesome. And we're going to hear much more about what actually Project Search is. But thanks for being here, Jan Cox, our principal at the Transition Center. And next is Josh Caswell.
Hello. I'm the Project Search instructor for Genesee ISD, Genesee County Parks, and I'm the one with the students on a daily basis.
Awesome. Thanks for being here, Josh. Glad you're here. And next, Brendan.
Hi, I'm Brendan Birchmeyer, store director with Meyer. Running a grocery store by day, but at the same time getting out in the community and hosting for interns in Genesee County.
Right, and this is one outstanding partnership. So, Brendan, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad and excited to talk with Jan and Josh about this great opportunity for students with disabilities in Genesee County. So thanks for being here, everybody. Let's kind of get started with the big picture. So, Jan, if we can start with you, for our listeners who may not be familiar, briefly tell us about Project Search and how does it support students with disabilities at the Transition Center itself?
So Project Search is a unique one-year school-to-work program, and it is with three 10-week internships, with the goal being that in the end of it that they will be employed. We have Crossroads Village, Make Genesee County Beautiful, and Form Our Nature Preserve. That makes the Parks Project Search site. And then Brendan works at another site at Meyer.
So what it sounds like, there's at least three work sites for the internships.
Yes, for
That's
the parks.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
Absolutely. So Josh, you work closely with students day to day. Talk about what does the program look like for them as they kind of move between the classroom and then their work site?
The students, when they first are in the classroom, they learn about the materials. I present the materials on the computer. We work on resumes. We work on instructional materials. But when they actually go to the work sites, this is where they have the hands-on. This is where they apply the skills that they do learn in the classroom, and they're getting ready for their employment in the future.
That's awesome. And a huge shout-out to Meyer Grocery Store. Glad to have Brendan Birchmeyer here. Brendan, from the employer side, what's a typical day look like for Project Search interns at Meyer?
Well, it's a really fun day. So they start their morning, and like Josh said, they're in the classroom. They're going to go over material that Project Search provides, but also, you know, material that we provide. So whether that's safety training in the store, food safety, you name it, we're going to go over those things. So when they go out to their rotation, that they're fully equipped in knowing what's about to happen. But then just watching them, they literally are, you know, you're a shopper at Meyer, right? So they bake those cookies, they're slicing deli meat, they're stocking the groceries, they're folding clothes. So they really are doing everything that a Meyer team member will do throughout their rotations.
Wow, that's interesting. And like Josh kind of pointed out, those skills that they're learning at the Transition Center, they're applicable to the work they do at the Meyer store, correct, Brendan?
Yes.
Okay. So Jan, going back to you as our building principal, our fantastic principal at the Transition Center, what are some of the most important skills students build through this program?
So we really work at the unwritten rules and the soft skills mm-hmm. that are a little bit more challenging, because we learned that they actually do really well learning the skills. It's all of those unwritten rules, like having a positive attitude and teamwork, how to navigate that those workplace relationships, being on time. Those are the things that we know that they'll get a job, but we don't know if they'll
Absolutely.
Keep a job.
Sure. And I'm glad you pointed that out, because really, in all actuality, those are the same skills we all need, whether we are a person with disabilities or not. So I appreciate you kind of bringing that to light. So going to you, Josh, again, I know you probably have a story about a student, but could you just kind of briefly describe a story about a student that really shows the kind of growth or development and confidence that this program can create?
I've got a ton of them, but probably one of the biggest ones that stands out to me is Faith Wilson. She came to me and she was very shy. There were some of the days that she wouldn't even go on a work site. She didn't want to be there. She didn't have the best attitude. But by the end of it, she was one of my most independent interns that I've ever had. And she currently works at Fomar Nature Preserve. And during the summertime, Fomar puts on these amazing community events during the summer on Wednesdays. And the last summer, she was running a station completely independent by herself. And it gives me chills just thinking about the growth that she's made throughout the years.
So the program really is about the growth and development of the intern to the workplace.
Yes, they come to me and they have skills that are a little rough, and then we round off the edges, and so it makes them all a well-rounded employee.
Fantastic. And Brendan, let's go back to Meyer on site. But from your perspective, what stands out when you see these students grow and gain confidence on the job throughout the day at Meyer?
I mean, it's such an amazing experience. If you can imagine being a young intern and you're told you're going into a Meijer store for the first time for this, you know, this program, and you have
Sure.
250 other adults working there, you have thousands of customers every day. I mean, I can only imagine that you're going to be scared, right? So they come in, they're extremely shy, they're unknowing of what's about to happen, and then as the time goes, it is absolutely amazing to see their confidence. The
Right.
way that they, you know, it's not about I just come in quietly and go into this room and hide. It's they're saying good morning to everybody, including myself. You know, they go out of their way, they give high fives.
That is so
like,
cool.
They're confident, they're able to take care of customers. I mean, it's amazing how much confidence they've built through the program as just people.
Right.
And so that's not even taking like the work experience into it. That is just as a person to watch them grow. It is the most incredible movie you'll ever watch.
Wow. You know, I just want to thank you personally and thank Meyer for, you know, being on the forefront of a program such as this. I know we have other programs involved, but the way you speak so passionately about it is really rewarding. I wish people could see the smile on your face as you kind of talk about these students. So, Brendan, again, staying with you. So Meyer is now hosting multiple project search sites is what we hear. So what does that mean for your company and your role in supporting students with disabilities?
Yeah, I'm very proud. We're opening up our second location next school year at the Swartz Creek Meyer store. So it's a huge accomplishment for myself, for Genesee County, to get another Meyer host site. But, I mean, with Meyer, we've always been an advocate around these, you know, types of community events. And our motto is enriching the lives in the communities which we serve. So this is just an example of doing that. And I would just say, like, from a Meyer perspective, like, we don't just talk about doing these things.
Sure.
We're encouraged to do it. So there is, I kind of laugh, like, there is no one telling me no not to do these.
So it sounds like constant collaboration,
yep.
commitment, and connection
yep.
Throughout the community. That is fantastic to hear. So, Jan, let's go back to you. You know, what will this new project search site offer to local school districts within the county?
So we have been working with our local districts for Project Search because we noticed that there was a gap in our county, and we really needed to help those students who weren't in our GISD center-based programs but were in programs in the local districts, and they were just graduating and not doing anything. And the first Meyer program, they were literally taking students off their couches and putting them to work, and now they have jobs. So this is truly life-changing for the students in our in Genesee County.
Again, what an amazing partnership. So, Josh, as the program grows, what excites you the most about the future of Project Search?
One of the biggest things that I'm doing right now is trying to develop more partnerships. Early on, during our first year, we were able to develop a partnership with Meyer, and they've been so critical in our interview skills that our students develop. But now I'm in the phase where I want to have more partnerships for externships in the future, employment opportunities, more interview skills, and overall they can see it. And we're trying to break the barriers within Genesee County of students with disabilities can do anything. They just need the opportunity to show you.
Right. I love the energy. That's why we got to stay with you. I mean, you guys are really off and running with this project. So for families or students that are listening, how do students participate in Project Search? And then if you could, between you and Jan, give us a little bit of information about Skills Day.
Skills Day is amazing. It's where the students come and they try out for the program. It's where parents come, they get more information about the program and see what Project Search is all about. For the students that want to join Project Search, they need to try out during the Skills Day. If they would try out for My Skills Day through Genesee ISD, if they are affiliated with the Transition Center or our RISE program. If they are not affiliated with us, they would go to the Skills Day for the new two locations within Meyer.
Jan, how can schools and families help students with disabilities prepare for opportunities like this?
Families have a huge impact on the success of the students, the interns that are in Project Search. And how they can really help is to set that expectation that their child will enter the workforce and to begin preparing for that from a very young age. We have lots of opportunities that we can provide them, but if the parents aren't interested in having them work, it makes it really challenging. So how do you do that? You talk about it. You talk about what they want to do when they grow up. You give them chores. Chores are the best things that parents can do to get kids ready for the work. They learn so many skills. They're taking direction from somebody. So there is just simple things that can really help students learn how to want to work.
That's exciting to hear. And before we kind of wrap up, I'd like to hear from each of you. I mean, what's the most rewarding part of being involved in Project Search?
I love our signing day. So when students come and they have they've done Skills Day and we've gone through and they've been accepted into Project Search, we have a day just like they do in colleges for basketball players, football players, when they sign into then they're going to sign. We have our fourth annual signing day is at May 5th at Crossroads Village, and our superintendent's there. We have parents are there. Everyone's dressed up nice, and the students are ready to commit to being in Project Search, and it is truly a life-changing moment for them.
And Jan, is this going to be our third annual Project Search signing day?
Fourth.
Fourth, so we're already to 4 years. Mm-hmm. Wow, what an amazing accomplishment. Josh?
Our signing day is absolutely amazing. What I would love to do is if you know a business or you are a business member, own a business within Genesee County, I would love for you to come see our interns in action. Signing night would be a perfect time to come there. You could talk to myself or Jan, learn different information so you could get involved in this. And I would love to show you on a daily basis of what our interns can do and just give me an opportunity, give our program an opportunity, and also give our interns an opportunity. You'll be blown away at what they can do.
Josh, that is absolutely well said. I know we have a large microphone in here. Feel free to drop it if you choose to. Just joking. But anyway, I'm so glad that we had an opportunity to really talk about this. I was really looking forward to this podcast. But Brendan, what are you most excited about, or what do you think is most rewarding about being involved in this from a store director's perspective at Meijer?
Yeah, I mean, I could give you a million answers. Not only seeing the confidence in the interns, we talked about signing day. One of my personal favorites is graduation day, to be able to, you know, get them, and at least in Meijer, we put them in caps and gowns. We get them on a stage in front of, I don't know, there was probably like 60 to 100 people there last year. And just to see the look on their faces, like they did it. But I would say from a business perspective, too, that the engagement that my team has with the interns has created and cultivated a culture that their jobs aren't just a job anymore. Like, it is now a mission every day when we get up and we go to work. We have interns that we want to help and get through, you know, some of these hard times or things that they're going through. You know, I can just envision last year an intern having a bad day and a team member went up and gave her a hug, and it's like the day was great, right? So there's just so many rewarding moments. I couldn't name them all, but really what it does for our store. And then I would lastly just say, this is one of those things that you get to see the result at the end. A lot of times we do things where we just assume that we did a great job. No, like at the end, when it's graduation time, you know that we did a great job preparing them. They did a great job themselves. And it's just a great rewarding feeling knowing, like, you accomplished something along with them.
Absolutely.
Right? So,
yeah. I mean, what a fantastic way to highlight the connection, collaboration, and all the work and commitment to all students, whether they're a student that has a disability or not. But this is really a very impactful program. I'm so happy that the three of you are here. I know somebody listening would like to reach out and give all three of you a big hug for really being instrumental in the creation of such a great program. But I've got to say thank you to Jan, Josh, and Brendan for joining us today and for the work they're doing to support students through Project Search. If you'd like to learn more about the program, visit the GISD website. Once again, that's geneseeisd.org. Thanks for listening to Inside Education. Once again, I'm your host, Eddie Kendall. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you for joining us on Inside Education, a podcast produced by the Genesee Intermediate School District. Be sure to subscribe and tune in to future episodes of Inside Education on our website or on your favorite platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. Stay connected as we explore the stories shaping education in Genesee County and beyond.